When President George W. Bush left office, the jobless rate in Richland County was 12.2% and rising. After the first year of Barack Obama's presidency, the rate was close to 14. But since then, it's generally dropped, the latest figure 8.4. In his speech at a metal welding factory, Mitt Romney didn't mention those numbers. Instead, he simply said the nation's jobless problem was still too dismal.
We today have 23 million Americans out of work or stopped looking for work or underemployed. The kind of justice the American people need is a president who will go to work to reinvigorate our economy and put Americans back to work, and I will.
The owner of the PR Machine Works, Mark Romanchuk, criticized President Obama for saying that companies aren't built just by their owners, but with help from roads and other services paid for by government.
Not only are these comments insulting to hardworking entrepreneurs, small business owners, and job creators who are the backbone of our economy, but it goes to the heart of how the president thinks. He puts his faith in big government. He wants more regulation, more programs like Obamacare, higher taxes, and more government involved in our economy.
But over at the Obama, Ohio campaign headquarters, spokeswoman Jessica Kershaw couldn't see why Romanchuk was complaining. After all, she said, his company is doing just fine.
It is ironic that Mitt Romney chose to push a doom and gloom economic message at a company like PR Machine Works that is adding jobs and expanding its facilities under President Obama, especially one whose clients include automakers who are thriving in spite of Mitt Romney's desire to let Detroit go bankrupt.
PR Machine Works has contracts with Honda, which didn't get a federal bailout, but Kershaw noted Honda executives had backed the federal help to other automakers because they all share the same parts supply chain. Backers of President Obama have credited the recovery of the auto industry to the bailout, but back at the Romney rally, local resident David Barnes said that sales pitch won't win votes for the president in the Mansfield area because after the bailout, a major local factory actually closed.
Right here in Ontario, the Ontario parts plant closed. At the time it closed, there were about 1,000 people working. In its heyday, there were 5,000.
Barnes was one of more than 1,000 Romney backers inside the factory who cheered him, while hundreds more waited outside. Romney vowed if he's elected, he'd free the energy industry from burdensome regulations so North America would become energy independent.
And you know what that means. It means don't put in place regulations that keep us from using coal. Let us use our coal. We have a lot of it. Let's use it and create jobs with it. I'm going to make sure that in using our energy, we take advantage of natural gas. I also want to be able to drill on public lands. The president has cut drilling on public lands in half. I'll double it. We're going to drill for oil, for gas, get our coal, use our resources.
Outside the factory, a handful of protesters criticized Romney, among them Kathy Sweeney of Mansfield.
Obama cares for the 100%. He wants to do what's right for everybody. Romney and his crew want to do what's right for the rich people.
Sweeney said President Obama shouldn't be blamed for current economic problems because they were sparked by Republicans.
Bush had 8 years to screw up this country, and Obama needs 8 years to start it being repaired.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.